And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And hey, we're finally there. End of the year. This one actually went by very, very quickly. And hey, thank you for joining me today. We're going to try to end this year on a positive note. Maybe. We'll see. Let's see what you think. Let's see how you compare to your peers. How do you feel your knowledge of the topic of personal finances? Are you weak? Are you strong? What are the money management skills that you could use to help improve your finances? You know, most Americans rate themselves pretty highly in one of five skills. They're moderate, I would say, middle of the road in three others, and pretty miserable in one of the five. And I would say, from my perspective, probably the most important one, the one that's going to get you the farthest of the five. And what I'm looking at here, someone sent me just the other day, this is an article. This was put out by the Pew Research Center, and they did some research. This was in 2023, and I put this together in this article. It's titled, Roughly Half of Americans Are Knowledgeable About Personal Finances. What do you think? Are you knowledgeable? Not so knowledgeable, maybe? Middle of the road there? This was penned, by the way, by Kadisha Edwards. And it's interesting, about half, 54% in fact, they say, of U.S. adults do say that they know either a great deal or a fair amount, right? These are kind of subjective terms. What do you feel those mean, I guess? But a great deal or a fair amount about personal finances, 54%. 33%, we know some, something about personal finances, while 13% say, I don't know anything. I don't know anything at all. Again, this is a 2023 Pew Research Center survey. And they put it right here, knowledge about personal finance. That can refer to a number of things, several strategies in particular for managing money, including saving, that can be budgeting, managing debt, or investing. So how do you feel in each of those categories? And why is this important? Well, financial literacy, that's what we're talking about here. It is associated, as they put here, with greater financial well-being. Chicken or egg? I'm not sure what comes first. Are you financially literate, therefore you're better off? Or do those go hand in hand? Are you're doing better? You've been raised in a family that talks about these things? I don't know. Let's see what they tell us. It does say that Americans in households with upper incomes are more likely than those in the middle or lower income brackets to say they know, you know, they're at least fair on their personal finances, fair or they know a great deal. I don't want to go into all the demographics. If you're interested, again, you can look at the article. They break it down by white adults, black adults, Hispanic, Asian. They're roughly the same, anywhere from 49 to 58%. Adults, by the way, that are older are more likely than those that are in the, they put a pretty big age bracket here, 18 to 49. So wide range there. But people at 50, my age, and older tend to feel like they're a little more knowledgeable about personal finance. I guess that's wisdom, comes with age. But a pretty interesting article, and I'm glad this someone sent this to me. The part I want to get to, though, is the five money management skills. And here we have, as adults in the U.S., we've got mixed confidence in these. Again, one of them we rate very, very highly. I would call this a top skill. In fact, the skill itself, it's called Find Your Credit Report. 75% of us can find our credit report. And by the way, if you don't know, I use this quite a bit. There's a website called, it's all written together, annualcreditreport.com. It's free, and you can log in there and create an account and check your credit report with each of the three major credit bureaus. It doesn't give you your credit score, but you can at least check to make sure, you know, no new debt was added that you didn't apply for, let's say. And as somebody that's in the real estate space, this is something I like to do regularly and to keep an eye on. Now, of course, nowadays, I'm applying for credit with lenders, mortgages, you know, doing refinances, all of these things. They're running my credit reports all the time. So typically when I've gone through a transaction, I'll say, hey, can I see the latest and greatest credit reports and make sure none of that stuff's there. Oh, and by the way, that will have my score. But 75% of people say, yeah, I can find my credit report. Okay, pretty good. That's that top skill. Most of us seem to have that. Moving on, money management skills. The ones that fall in the middle bracket there, in the 50 percentile here, there are three. There's creating a monthly budget. 59% of us say, hey, we can do that. We feel good about it. 57% said, yeah, I can create a plan to pay off debt. And 56% said, hey, I can create a plan to save money. So top skill set, I can find my credit report. We're going to talk about that here in a minute, by the way. Middle skill sets, those three, create a budget, pay off debt, save money. Sidebar from me, by the way, just because you can create a plan does not mean you're achieving that plan. It's important when you're making plans that you are performing to them, that you have some sort of metrics. We talk about SMART goals, and that you're actually following that plan. Making a plan and actually following and performing to that, two very different things. So are you comfortable? Can you create an investment plan? And just 13% of respondents felt comfortable, said they know at least a fair amount in this category. So we saw 75% credit score or credit report, 50s for the other three, 13%. That last one, this is it's the very thing that we talk about on the show regularly, creating an investment plan so that you can create cash flow. So you can add a couple hundred bucks a month and then double that to 1,000 and double that to 2,000 and grow and grow and grow so that you can build wealth, specifically by investing in residential real estate. I just mentioned buying houses with debt, investing in apartments using debt, right? It's interesting, by the way, this, I got to find it here in the article, there's a chart in here, and again, the title of this is Roughly Half of Americans Are Knowledgeable About Personal Finances. That's the Pew Research Center. Go give that a look. But there's a chart here they've categorized by different demographics, but there's one in here that breaks it down by lower, by middle, and by upper income brackets. And when I look at the ability to create an investment plan, it's pretty low for everybody. 20% for the lower income, 26% for middle, 45% for upper. And I don't understand how that relates to them, 13%, but I'm not privy to their algorithms, I guess. But it's pretty low. This is by far the lowest of all the other categories. For example, upper income, 89% say, hey, find my credit report in my sleep, no problem. 74% say create a monthly budget, great. 77% pay off debt. 76% save money. But it drops significantly for that bracket when it comes to creating an investment plan. So I want to talk to you now about, really, this is why I say I want to end the year on a positive note, because if you don't have this skill set, if you don't feel like you can do this thing, right? We talk about this notion in various, to various degrees on this program daily. You can catch this radio show daily on air, or you can go to our website and catch the podcast, go to any of the podcast app providers and catch the show later. But we're always talking about creating an investment plan, in essence, around real estate. And I want to help explain today how Lifestyles Unlimited helps you there. Lifestyles Unlimited, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So we do focus squarely on real estate, houses, investing in single family rental property and apartments. What is Lifestyles Unlimited? If you're new to the show, we, as an organization, we've been around for over 3 decades now. And our goal, our mission is to help you, to educate you and to mentor you when it comes to investing in those two asset classes. Buying houses, renovating them, fixing them up, right? Making them ready for somebody to move into, leasing them, hanging on to those for a number of years, operating those, managing those throughout, going through the disposition, and the same for apartments. But it takes some work. It takes some work. We have to help you in a number of places. I'm going to enumerate these, and I'm going to jump into these a little bit more in detail. And we're going to tie these back then to this article as well. We're going to help you with your mindset. First and foremost, did you know you can invest in apartments? Yeah, that's a big mindset shift right there. I had no idea 12 years ago, more now, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, that I could invest in apartments. And I can, and I have. It's changed my life. So mindset, very important. We help you with financial focus and as well with financial goals. I'll explain the difference there, what I mean. When you become a member, one of the things we're going to say is, do you have a personal financial statement? Give that some thought. Do you have one? Most people don't. Do you know how to build one? We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to help you with education. You know, in the Pew Report, it talks about where most people got their knowledge about personal finances. It's a different a variety of sources, but the biggest source, 49%, learned about financial literacy from family or from friends. And I think we get that. We understand that they don't really talk about it in schools. That was one of them. Let me see if I can find that. Here's a small number. K to 12, right? Primary schools. Adults, very few learned anything about financial literacy in the school system, right? Family and friends, I'd say family probably above all else is where we're going for that information. Media is somewhere in the third percentile, 33%, something like that. This is media, right? This is this medium today that you're listening to me on. It's either radio or maybe the podcast after the fact. But typically you're going to friends or family. What do they know about financial literacy? A lot of them don't know about creating that investment plan either. So back to Lifestyles Unlimited. We help you with mindset, financial focus, financial goals, building that personal financial statement, and education. Education, right? We are an education and mentoring group. And of course, we help you build the actual plan. What is your personal investment plan as it relates to residential real estate? Okay, we're going to get to that plan a little bit later. We've just got a little bit of time left here in the segment, in the first half of the show. Tell you what, I'm going to give you my email. If you have any questions, you can send those to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And I want you to, as well, another internet source, I want you to go out to lifestylesunlimited.com. If you're new to the show, you can catch prior shows there. I mean, we have these things going back a long time. You can find shows devoted to that topic, for example, of personal financial statement, making a budget, all these things. Again, we focus on finding and buying and renovating houses and doing the same for apartments. But this all rolls into this whole notion of investment plan. While you're there, you're going to see a button that says free workshop. I want you to click on that. If you're new to the program, if you've not heard us before, go to the free workshop. It's totally online now. It was in person when I joined a dozen years ago, but it's online. It's free. You can learn more about what we do, and we'll get into these ways we help you when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. Last show of the year. Hey, I hope you have had a great year. I hope you've met your goals. I hope you had a financial plan, an investment plan for the year, and were able to adhere to that and meet those targets as well. If not, maybe you didn't have one. And that's what we're talking about today. A lot of people, just 13% of those interviewed by the Pew Research Center, felt they were able to create an investment plan, that they knew how. Pretty low number. And we can help you with that at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, we're going to focus. We're not going to talk about stock market. We're not going to talk about Bitcoin. We may talk about why those are not as applicable, why they're not as good as an investment as residential real estate. What we're going to talk about is investing in houses and apartments. And one of the things we'll help you with, and this is hugely important, is mindset. I think the rest of this stuff will not fall into place well if you do not have the proper mindset. You know, we saw in that Pew report that most people know how to check their credit reports. Most people know how to check their credit reports, 75%. And when I think about that, by the way, the focus there seems to be on debt. And you and I know that's probably not the right kind of debt. It's consumer debt. You know, I run a lot of background checks when I have an applicant. We look at their credit, do a credit screening, and some people have minimal debt, some people have a ton of debt. But people tend to be focused on that consumer debt. And again, I do think it's a good idea to check from time to time to make sure there's no new debt, right, that somebody else opened in your name, let's say. Annualcreditreport.com, great place to go. It's free. You can do it once per year with each of the main bureaus. But back to so many people knowing how to check their credit reports, I think that's a reflection of the conventional wisdom path, which says go to school, get good grades, right? So you can get into college and then get more grades. And by the way, what are you doing at this point? Typically, you're starting to accrue debt, right? So that you have to work on that plan to pay off debt later, student loan debt. But you get the grades so you can then get that job. And then you work for decades and you save, right? There's our save money plan. And then you pay off debt. You work some more and you save and you pay off more debt and you accrue more debt. Right? And the cycle continues. That's why 57% of people, of respondents, think they can create a plan to pay off debt. And 56% said, yeah, I can create a plan to save money. I'd say creating a budget, right, also in the 50 percentile range there, fits in here well as well. But why do so few people think that they can create an investment plan? By the way, I've been saying 13%. It's 27%. All right, let me correct that number. Still a low number compared to everything else. Why do so few people think they can create an investment plan? It's mindset. It's the wrong focus throughout life. It's that conventional wisdom plan. Creating an investment plan is nowhere in there. It's work and save. It's work and save. It's work and pay off those debts. Work and save and save and save. The goal, the target of the conventional wisdom plan and path is to amass a mound of money that you can then build down or pay from once you retire, way, 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 way in the future, that you hope to not live longer than. You want to have that pile of gold, pile of coins, whatever it is, outlast you. Lifestyles Unlimited will help you change your mindset because we don't think in those terms. We don't think about that pile of gold. Yes, we want to build wealth, right? A certain pile of gold is implied there as well. We have a different mindset, and we talk a lot about mindset and helping you change that. If you go listen to Del Walmsley, he's the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. He has a radio program separate from the one that I and my fellow hosts do, and he focuses very heavily, very often on mindset because this is the key. This is the first step to unlocking the rest of the things we're going to talk about, in my mind. Because if you get the wrong mindset, if you're married to that conventional wisdom path, the rest of it is going to be hard to do. So moving on, we're going to talk and we're going to help you with financial focus and goals. And again, financial focus, it's you're thinking on the topic of personal finance. We're going to get you thinking about your income, which is a cash flow. We will get you thinking about your debt. But more importantly, we're going to be thinking and helping you think about your monthly expenses. I'm looking more at the flows, not the balance sheet amounts. What's coming in and what's going out, because it's those outflow, it's that outflow, those monthly expenses that we need to think about, because then we need to go on with our new mindset and think about creating cash flow to meet or exceed those expenses. You may be doing that with your job, with your W-2 income. That's great, but we want to be able to duplicate that with passive income. Our definition, and I want you to think about this, this is again a mindset idea, the way we think of financial freedom, it's not that pile of cash. It's not that savings plan that 56% of people say they can put together. Rather, it is creating movement. It is creating income that is flowing in no matter what I'm doing. And that's passive income. That's cash flow. And this is part of your investment plan, cash flow. What you want to do, our definition of financial freedom is when I have enough passive income coming in monthly from my rental houses or from my apartment investments, that it meets or exceeds my monthly household expenses, I am now financially free. That job that I have, I don't really need it anymore. I'm able to support my lifestyle with passive income sources. So your focus changes. You stop thinking about work and save and work and save and work and pay down some debt. And you reconsider your finances and financial freedom and your focus. Your financial focus changes from saving to creating that passive income. And in fact, just simply by having these conversations and thinking about this stuff, your finances will come into focus. Often for a lot of people, they're on the back burner somewhere. I know how to check my credit report. I'll build a budget soon and pay off debt, blah, blah, blah. But by thinking about this and engaging regularly, this will come into focus. And when you give your finances focus, you're going to learn and you're going to better understand your situation and be able to improve it. When I think about the income brackets and the higher percentages of people that are comfortable with that credit report, the budget, the debt, saving money, et cetera. Are they in those brackets because they adopted a focus on these things early, or do they focus on them because they're in those brackets? Well, I think those are interchangeable, perhaps. I think if you focus, you'll change your focus. You'll learn to do these things. You'll learn to create that investment plan, and you will push yourself into that higher income bracket. You know, it's just like with your health. If you give it greater focus in your daily life, you're going to think about it more. You're going to notice those slender people. You're going to start to model what they're doing, perhaps. You'll think about what you're eating, how much exercise you're getting, and you'll start to see changes. If you don't think about it, nothing's going to happen. You know, learning a language, same thing. I think I've beat a dead horse here. This is financial focus, financial goals. That's going to come part and parcel with that. In fact, one of the very first things you do when you are become a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, I should say, there's a worksheet. This is on our portal, on the internet portal. It's just a one-page financial goals worksheet. It says complete this to use at your initial meeting with a mentor, right? If you're focusing on single family, if you're focusing on apartments, same thing. You'll meet with a mentor and have a conversation. And it works through a couple of things here. Resources, what kind of capital do you have, right? Cash, bonds, 401k, home equity, other, whatever. What is it you're trying to achieve? Desires is what it has here in particular. Lifestyle, perhaps. And then an initial plan, right? Am I focused on, fill in the blank here, there are a couple of items. So we get you to think about this from the perspective of financial goals. We're helping you give that focus, and we're helping you then put that to paper, because that's something you absolutely have to do when it comes to goals. We're going to get to that notion here in a second, but I did want to talk about a personal financial statement. This doesn't have to do with that plan per se, but this is a good thing to have, because this is a scorecard. A personal financial statement has two pieces. It has, on one piece, what I'll call your balance sheet. It has an accounting of your assets and an accounting of your liabilities. You can have that at a total number for each if you want. I prefer to see that broken down. I'm looking at mine right now. I have cash and checking accounts, savings accounts, money market accounts, escrows, because I escrow my properties, personal property, retirement funds, don't have anything in there. I used to have a health savings account. And then sundry categories of real estate, my personal home, my rental houses, my investments in apartments. Those are all categorized separately. Couple other things in here. And then liabilities are split out separately as well. That's one part of the personal financial statement. Assets minus liabilities, that's going to get you to your net worth. And it's important to know this because, again, this is a scorecard. As you begin to put together an investment plan, well, how do you want to grow that? Is your target greater wealth? So how is this going to change over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? And then you can track that. Watch as your assets go up. See how your net worth is growing. What about debt? Ideally, that consumer debt declines, though your business debt, mortgages in my case, may well increase. And mine exploded, which is great. I want more of that debt, because that is accompanied by an underlying asset that is cash flowing and creating more wealth. So don't freak out about that part. That's a good thing. That is good debt, as opposed to that consumer debt. That's one part of the personal financial statement, the one that most people focus on, but there is a second part, and that's what I'll call the P&L, the profit and loss. That's the in and the out, because we're typically doing this, investing in real estate, for two reasons: to build wealth, balance sheet, but also to create cash flow. That's your in and out, that's your flow, that's the P&L, the profit and loss. So I've got a part of my financial statement is sources of cash. Right? I had salaries on there. I used to work a full-time job. That's gone to zero, and I'm okay with that. Dividends and interest, real estate income, right? Other activities, and then uses or outflows of the cash. So you can measure your net cash flow on a monthly or annual basis using this tool, and make sure you're growing as per your investment plan. You want to track this regularly. I update mine monthly. In fact, it ties to all my statements automatically. What does that change monthly? At a minimum, do it quarterly, because this is your scorecard. This will show how you're performing. And this is something that you can then become better in tune with, and that will then help you think more and give greater financial focus to your lifestyle and what you're doing and what you can change. And you can set goals around that personal financial statement. Very important. Now, moving on, we're going to help you at Lifestyles Unlimited with that education. We are an education and mentoring group. We focus, as I've said, squarely on residential real estate, single family rental houses, and multifamily. So naturally, you're going to learn the practical stuff, let's call it, that's a technical term, the practical stuff associated with buying, renovating, leasing, and operating both of these asset classes. You're going to gain the vocabulary so you can speak it fluently. We have a lot of acronyms just like any other industry out there. But you're going to learn the financial drivers, right? And this plays back into that financial plan, that investment plan, just your general improvement when it comes to personal finance. You know, we talk about all the time. You can go check out some of our other shows. We make money five ways on our houses. That's that cash flow that I want to see. And we learn how to calculate the cash on cash return, right? I'm going to set goals around that. What's my equity capture? My immediate gain, right? What is my return on that gain relative to my cash invested? What is my equity buildup? What are all these things? Well, you're going to learn that. That is part of the education. And again, if you go out to the Lifestyles Unlimited website, you can find shows where we dive into each of these in great depth. Tax advantages. By the way, this is an interesting measure because you will find that your tax burden can and will, if you're doing it right, go down can go to zero. You'll start getting refunds as a real estate investor if you're doing it right. Just like your personal financial statement, tracking your tax burden from year to year as you start down this path. It's interesting to watch. It really is. But you have to make a plan. And this goes back to the Pew article. 27% of people can't do it. There's no way I can make an investment plan, but we can help you there. We're not going to help you make a plan around Bitcoin or gold or buying raw land, none of that stuff, because we focus squarely on something people need, which is a roof over their head, single-family residences and apartments. So what you'll do is you'll meet, and this is what I did when we became members over 12 years ago, sat down with a mentor. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to help steer you. They're going to help you find the focus that maybe you don't have. A lot of people just don't. We're just on that conventional wisdom path, work, save, work, save, work, save. We're going to help take you in a different direction. We're going to help you figure out, there was that financial goals worksheet I mentioned, is it cash flow that you're looking for? Well, way back when, my wife and I, we weren't quite sure either. We just knew she hated her job. Aha. Well, how do you get out of that job? You replace that income. What do you replace it with? You replace it with cash flow. How much cash flow do you need? How fast? How much capital are you starting with, by the way? That may drive you towards apartments or towards houses. So we may conclude, or that mentor with you may conclude, best to start with single-family rentals. They're going to cash flow faster. You can quickly turn those, meaning sell those, to grow more and grow more capital and grow more cash flow and get out of that job. We didn't know what we wanted or what the best path for us was when we began, and that's the direction we went. The mentor helped us figure out our investment plan. Maybe they conclude, hey, you've got a pretty good amount of capital you're starting with. Why don't you go buy an apartment community on your own, becoming what we call an independent rental owner, IRO. There's one of those acronyms. You'll control the cash flow. It's all yours and the capital growth. You'll make the decisions when to sell, when to reinvest, etc. Or maybe we'll say, hey, okay, after talking with you, after listening to your story and your desires and your goals for your family, we may conclude, hey, passive investing in apartments is the best way to go to support your lifestyle, current lifestyle, your lifestyle goals, how much time you have available, etc. And you've got a good capital base. Bam, get into those apartments. Whatever it is, you'll sit down, you'll have that conversation, you will have given this thought, you'll have gone through that worksheet, and you'll be able to confidently say, this is my investment plan, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to go out and buy 10 houses in 10 months. I know if you have never bought one, that sounds daunting. We should have a class that's now on our portal as a recording, but it was a live class that's been taught a few times, but you can watch the video. How to buy 10 houses in 10 months. Yeah, you can do that. And it does not take $1 million. Or maybe your investment plan is, I'm going to do 5 passive investments in apartments in the next year. I'm going to go out and buy that IRO, that independent deal. It's going to be an individualized plan, but you'll learn how to make that plan. You'll learn how to track how you're performing to that plan. That personal financial statement will help you, of course. And then we'll help you because you're going to come back. Now that you have your financial focus and you have your investment plan, Lifestyles Unlimited doesn't go away. By the way, we've been around, I think I mentioned, over 3 decades. We're here. We're here to stay. And we're here to keep supporting you on your new path. You know, a plan is great. Like I said, a lot of people say, yeah, I can make a budget. I can make a debt payoff plan. I can make a plan to save. Plan is great, but you have to take action to support that plan. You have to dig further, in this case, into the education. If I'm planning to buy 10 houses in 10 months, right, I need to know what kind of houses. What is my investment criteria there? Geography. You know, I just responded to one of the realtors in Georgia, saw a great lead on a house there that he sent me. I'm in Texas. Am I only going to buy in Texas? Am I going to buy in Georgia? Am I going to buy in Kansas? Am I going to buy in Missouri? Right? We have Lifestyles Realty everywhere to support you. But I need to understand, what is it I'm looking for? And what is my financing plan? Hard money? Is it conventional? Right? We talk about things on these shows. So if some of this sounds new to you, we'll hit that again. We've hit that before. But point is, you can get educated, and you will need to get educated on each one of these things. Right? You've got the plan. You've got some of the education, but keep coming back, and we're going to support you as you do that. If the plan is to invest passively, well, first thing you're going to do is go out and get your passive investor certification. There's a lot of education that goes into that. You're going to learn how to read the business plan for a possible investment. You're going to learn how to read the financials, how to ask questions, look for, you know, what you're looking for in a location geographically or a lead, right? I could go on. Point is this, you're going to get educated. You're going to figure out your investment plan, and you're going to continue to grow. You're going to continue to get that education, and you're going to be financially better as a result. Bottom line, what we learned from the Pew Research report here is that financial literacy in the country is middle of the road at best. 54% of people think, I'm okay at it. I'm great or I'm okay. A lot of people don't feel that way. We can help you change your feelings, help you get a little bit more literate, help you find that, make that investment plan, and change your life. Remember, though, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.